Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Radical feminists and other groups in American society have attacked God's pattern for the home. Betty Friedan, for example, compares a woman staying at home to care for her husband and children to people's being led to the German concentration camps. Many feminists think the home, as God ordained it, is oppressive to women. They accuse Christianity of relegating women to positions of inferiority. Some of the feminists are demanding an end to the home as we know it. If you were to encounter these criticisms of the home, could you answer them? Could you show from the scriptures and from relevant research just how utterly ridiculous and destructive radical feminism is? The Apostle Peter demanded of Christians, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man who asks you a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear." 1 Peter 3:15. Does Peter's admonition include being able to answer what the feminists are teaching about marriage, the family, child rearing, and human sexuality? My friends, you know it does. It means responding to every charge and criticism and question, no exception. The word which is translated answer means to give a defense. The Greek word apologia is the basis for courses on apologetics, which are taught in many Bible schools and colleges across the country. Years ago, I taught a course on Christian evidences. The textbook, A System of Christian Evidence, written by Leander S. Kaiser, a Lutheran scholar, defines the word apologetics as the scientific vindication of the divine authority of the Christian religion. Page 21. Dr. Edward John Carnell, late president of Fuller Theological Seminary, in his book, An Introduction to Christian Apologetics, says that apologetics is that branch of Christian theology which answers the question, is Christianity rationally defensible? Page 7. To boil all of this information down to its simplest components, let me say that apologetics requires all who claim to be Christians to tell why they believe in Christ and in His gospel. There are at least two reasons for this obligation. We want to remove all impediments to men's and women's accepting the gospel of Christ. If they believe the Bible oppresses women, makes unreasonable demands on human beings, fails to meet our basic needs, and is hundreds of years behind the times, they are not going to become Christians. We must show how unreasonable all of these attitudes and charges are. We should then have valid reasons based on the Scriptures why every living soul should give up his old life of folly and sin and commit himself to the Lord Jesus Christ. If we succeed at the first responsibility and fail at the second, we have not gained much, except perhaps some intellectual satisfaction. There are people, both in various religious groups and outside, who think of giving reasons for our faith as being unnecessarily argumentative. But Jesus did not hesitate to have such discussions with the Pharisees and with the Sadducees. The great Apostle Paul defended what he believed and how he had acted. If Christ and the apostles provided answers to those who challenged them, do we imagine we know more about preaching the gospel and defending our beliefs than they knew? Do you remember how Jesus responded when the Pharisees questioned his teaching on the resurrection? "You do err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God. As touching the resurrection of the dead, have you not read that which was spoken unto you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living." Matthew 22:29, 31, and 32. We must be prepared to give an answer and have the courage to do it. Thank you, and may God bless you.